Hey, good. How are you doing tonight?
Good, sir. How about you?
Hagen, go ahead and introduce yourself and go ahead and let everybody know what sports and activities you're involved in, because we have a lot of people listening from all over the world.
My name is Hagen Holland. I'm a sophomore, and I play just about every sport we have. And, yeah, that's about it.
Hagen, first off, man, I want to congratulate you guys, man, on y'all's win Friday night. How much does it mean for you to win a grinded-out game like this past Friday night?
It means a lot, especially all the work we put in throughout the week, preparing for it, knowing that it was going to be a tough physical game. It just means a lot to be able to come through with the victory.
With a win like that Friday night, do you feel like the pressure's on you guys to work a little bit harder in the bye week this week to try to get ready for next Friday's contest?
Yes, sir. We're always trying to better ourselves and work to get better at our positions and have a better mentality and have a winning mentality to get ready for our district games against TCLA and all them.
What are your favorite pregame locker room and postgame routines?
Pregame locker room, probably just getting taped up and listening to music and getting locked in with everybody else on the team. And for postgame, probably celebrating with the team and just having fun.
Hagen, how would you say that your coaches and teammates best describe you?
Probably goofy and
that's the same thing that Luke White said to describe himself.
Probably goofy and I always have a smile on my face. I always try to keep a smile on my face no matter how bad of a practice I'm having.
What's the most important lesson that you have learned from your time as a Pied Piper?
Probably that even though it may not be good at the time, that you'll always work to get better, and how tough it may be, you can always get through it.
What would you say is the best piece of advice you have received from your coaches?
To have a winning mentality. Coach Bodis has been preaching this a lot lately, and you can't do nothing in life unless you have a winning mentality and know that you can do it.
Who is the player on the sidelines who keeps everybody hyped up?
I would say most likely Mason Brandon or Dom Guerrero. They're always getting us hyped and just staying real energetic throughout the game.
Are there any short-term goals that you would like to accomplish in the next few months, the next few years, Hagen?
I would definitely like to get a couple playoff wins, if not more, and just end it out with a great football season.
Maybe take a trip to AT&T Stadium?
Yes, sir.
Who would you say is your biggest mentor in sports?
My biggest mentor is probably my dad. He's coached me a lot whenever I was a kid and always pushes me to do better and do the right thing at the right time. He's just always there for me.
What's the biggest thing that you can attribute to the Pipers' success this season?
I would say just catching the ball and getting upfield and just doing my job for the team. And yeah.
I know you guys got a tough district. You guys got the bye week this week. Then you guys are going to go head into district. What do you think that you guys have to do, Hagen, to come out and put yourselves in a good playoff position to make a deep run?
I think we just have to start working hard. It all starts right now. I think we just have to start working our butts off, even though play my game for us. We just have to get better at what we do. And that's something Coach Luna says all the time, and he's always preaching, is get better at what you do. And I think we just have to get better at what we do and learn our roles better and do our jobs better. That way we can get ready for our tough games in district.
Now, I know you mentioned your dad a while ago. Your mom, I know, was head of the booster club. Your mom and dad have always been a big part of the community. How much does that play a role for you to do and reach out to the community and make sure that the community knows how much the Pied Pipers, and not only them, the Hollins, love this community?
Yeah, they play a big part in my success. They just are always involved in the community and just always try to play a role. That way I could have the best things, and they always just being involved. And yeah, that's all I really have to say. They just helped me a lot throughout my sports career.
Well, the Hamlin community appreciates them very, very much so. Last question, Hagen. What values have you learned from being a part of this team this year?
Values is just be tough and just be a good person. Be there on the right time, at the right time or early. Always be where you're supposed to be and just do the right thing when no one's looking. And just being the best of yourself, mainly.
Now, I know I said that was the last question. I'll ask you one last one. What advice would you like to give the upcoming 7th and 8th graders that are going to be coming in as freshmen next year? What advice would you like to give them, Hagen?
I'd like to give them that no matter if you're not playing the position that you don't like or nothing, you're doing what's best for the team. And overall, the team is what is really important. And as long as you're doing your job for your team and helping your team out as a whole, then you're doing the right thing.
Hagen, man, it was a pleasure having you on this podcast. Always end it with letting you give a thank you and a shout out to anyone you want to give a thank you and a shout out to. The floor is all yours, Hagen.
I want to give a shout out to my parents for always being at all my games and always supporting me. Also want to give a big shout out to the community, always at our games, supporting us, behind us every step of the way. And I want to give a big shout out to our coaches for always pushing us harder and always making great game plans for us and just teaching us right.
Well, thank you so much, Hagen. It was a pleasure having you on this podcast.
You too. Thank you, sir.